Well, we're off to Dublin Airport next, where four boxers who have qualified for the Olympics have landed this morning. Ireland will send 10 boxers to the Games in Paris next month, and we have a boxer in every category in the women's competition and 4 out of 7 in the men's. Let's go live to our reporter Joan O'Sullivan. Morning, Joan.
Good morning from Dublin Airport, Audrey. It's a bit quieter now, but I'll tell you, when the Irish boxing team walked through the doors here in arrivals just after 7 o'clock, well, the cheer that went up from the crowd that had gathered, they were all friends and families of the athletes that had travelled over to the tournament in Bangkok. As you were saying, four Irish boxers have qualified from that tournament and will be taking their place in Paris next month. And we did manage to steal them away from their celebrations for a very quick word. I spoke first to Gráinne Walsh from Tala and Dana Moorhouse from Bray.
Oh, it's hard to put it into words, and like just seeing the people here that are welcoming us home and everything, it's just unbelievable to show what it means to the country as well. And yeah, so proud. I'm so proud of my teammates as well. It's to qualify 10 athletes out of 13 possible, and it could have been the other 3 could have got over the line as well. So I'm so proud. I'm so proud to be Irish as well.
Dana, I have to ask you the same question. How are you feeling?
Same as Gráinne. Yeah, I can't even explain it right now. I don't think it's fully hit me yet. Like, 1 minute I'm okay, next minute I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm going to the Olympics. Like, I can't explain it. It's amazing. Amazing.
I'm now joined by Jenny Lahan and Aidan Walsh, who have also just qualified for the Paris Olympic. Jenny, what are you feeling right now? You got a great reception as you walked through the doors.
I actually don't even have the words to describe how I'm feeling. I've been on cloud nine since that final bell went back over in Bangkok. I'm just trying to soak it up, but I don't know if I ever will. I don't know what to say.
Aidan, your qualification means this is going to be a family affair. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's incredible to be at not only one Olympic Games, but 2 Olympic Games. I don't know if I'm getting older or else I'm just getting better. I don't know what it is, but to be there and doing it again with my sister was a massive inspiration for me that helped me push on over the last week or two. But the team's just amazing, and to be honest, I'm just privileged to be able to share with a great team of boxers and other athletes all across Team Ireland, and I'm really looking forward to this one.
So a family affair for Aidan and Michaela Walsh, who will both be representing Ireland at the Olympics once again. Now, while there was joy, there was also some heartbreak. Super heavyweight boxer Martin McDonagh, who's just 21 and from Galway, he lost by the narrowest of margins, with the judges recording a split decision. He was philosophical about the defeat, though, when he spoke to us earlier.
Yeah, look, afterwards, like, you know, there was devastating, but I thought, you know, I did enough to win it. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. You have to have one winner, one loser, no matter what. But look, at least I can walk out with my head held high and say I put everything I could into this training camp and into that fight. I thought, you know, he won on the day, but you know what, we'll be back better and stronger for next Olympics, and we'll definitely, there's plenty of things to come up now for us, and we'll be here to take them all in full hands.
So disappointment for Martin McDonagh, but high hopes for the future. And I did get a chance to speak to both coach Damien Kennedy and overall Ireland head coach Zaria Tania. And they both said that when it came to Martin McDonagh, his time is only beginning and they see a bright future ahead for him. So 4 newly qualified boxers headed to the Olympics for out of a record-breaking 10 for Ireland, Audrey.
Great stuff. We wish them all the very best. We'll be following their progress in Paris very, very closely. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan live from Dublin Airport this morning.